Unions and schools have divested from these and other companies in an effort to pressure Israel to comply with international law and withdraw from the Palestinian territories. Kaba was there and brings some of the sounds of the hearing.
My name's Maxine Fuchsen, and thank you for allowing me to speak. So I'm here as a community member speaking on behalf of Jewish Voice for Peace and Occupation Free Portland, and in full support of the resolution before you. In my young days, when I attended my Jewish Sunday school, as I was growing up, I was taught that the core of Jewish values, the core of all faith values, is to seek justice and equality for all. I learned that in my growing up as I watched my parents and their friends stand for freedom and equality through working in the civil rights movement, in the peace movement, working for farm worker justice, and working for a more just world. I think it's fully in carrying on that tradition, which is truly a Jewish tradition, that we work for Palestinian rights. I'm very proud to stand for that as a Jew. I think this is a really good resolution. The data on these companies and their human rights violations of Palestinians has been solidly researched and well substantiated. There's no parity in this situation. Israel is the occupier. Israel is the powerful military. It's the Palestinian human rights that we're here to talk about. In that light, I'm proud to support this resolution, as I believe it is in the best of all of our values. Thank you.
My name is Craig Byrne. I'm here on behalf of the Jewish Community Relations Council, which is a broad-based coalition representing the Jewish community in the greater Portland area. We represent synagogues and Jewish service organizations from across the spectrum, from liberal to very orthodox. And the view of that entire organization is that this resolution is insulting and it's filled with false and hateful language. It's premised upon the incorrect statement that Jews are not indigenous to the land of what is now Israel. There's biblical, archaeological, historical evidence, including from contemporaneous Greek and Roman writers at the time, demonstrating that Jews existed in that land and had a kingdom there in ancient times, throughout the Middle Ages, and even into the modern era before the 20th century. Jews coming to the land that was controlled by the Ottoman Empire and the British in the late 19th and early 20th centuries is the story of an indigenous people returning to its roots. Now, this is a complicated situation. This is not a simplistic, one-sided story as is portrayed in this resolution. The history is the Jews were willing to accept the UN resolution of partition in 1948, but they were invaded and the surrounding countries refused to cooperate. Many Palestinians left their homes, that's absolutely true, and also hundreds of thousands of Jews were kicked out of the surrounding Arab countries where they had lived for centuries. Israel's neighbors invaded again in each decade, and many countries and groups have never stopped trying to kill the Jews in Israel, which started with pogroms in 1929 before even the founding of the State of Israel. Your resolution talks about apartheid, and people have shirts here that talk about apartheid, but Palestinians and Israeli Arabs serve on the Israeli Supreme Court, in the parliament, in the diplomatic corps representing the State of Israel, in the international relations, in the police and the military, and represent the country alongside Israeli Jews in numerous artistic, sporting, and educational endeavors.
My name is Sarah Levy, and I'm Jewish. I want to speak to the point that BDS is not anti-Semitic. Challenging the oppressive policies of the State of Israel towards Palestinians and the corporations that profit off these violations is not anti-Semitism. The boycott movement is a nonviolent effort to show opposition to Israel's occupation of Palestine, similar to the movement of sanctions against South Africa, which showed opposition to apartheid. Hatred of Judaism or of Jews, which is what constitutes anti-Semitism, has nothing to do with these boycott efforts. Israel as a state is not the same thing as the Jewish people. We should never equate the policies and the practices of a state with that of a whole population that lives all around the world and that has varying opinions on all sorts of things. But we especially should not confuse the Jewish people with a colonial state that uses apartheid, ethnic cleansing to terrorize the native Palestinian population in order to steal their land, all the while cloaking itself in a false Judaism in order to attempt to avoid any challenge from the outside, such as scrutiny for its violation of international human rights. Safety for the Jews will never be won by supporting a state that oppresses Palestinian people or any people, and it will never be won by supporting corporations which violate human rights and profit off of this oppression. Instead, safety for the Jewish people will be won when each of us stands up against injustice in all its forms, when each of us stands up against racism in all its shades, and when each of us stands up for equality for all of us, including the Palestinians, so that we can all live in a better world. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, there comes a time when silence is complicity. In this case, unfortunately, PSU isn't just being silently complicit, but by continuing to invest in these corporations, it is actively being complicit in the human rights abuses laid out in the resolution. As a Jew, Israel does not represent me, and I ask for PSU to divest from these corporations and to stand up for justice.
My name is John Monroe. I have been reporting on this resolution passage since it brought around last May, and I'd like to speak particularly to the various, both here and nationally, undemocratic processes that have been used to fight the BDS movement. There's been a lot of bureaucratic obstruction of this particular resolution, and to respectfully disagree with the chair, I believe a lot of the J Board's decisions have not been true to the democratic spirit of this body, particularly last May. However, more to the point is a matter of intimidation that's been carried out on this campus. Members of the International Affairs Committee last spring, who brought this resolution forward, had their positions threatened, and the president of this campus, Vim Vavelle, who's supposed to maintain neutrality on matters of student decisions, came out with a letter last spring deliberately lying about Super and its intentions. This is part of a national backlash against BDS. One of these backlashes is manifested by something called the Canary Mission, which targets students on campuses, calls future employers, calls their teachers, and tries to destroy their lives, smearing them as anti-Semites, when in fact they're protecting Palestinian rights. Over in New York, Governor Cuomo has passed a bill refusing to pass funds to any organization like a student body that is deciding to support a resolution like this, and the New York legislature is attempting to pass a blacklist of any organizations and people that support BDS resolutions. Now, if the arguments against the BDS resolution were in themselves sound, legitimate, and based on historical facts, the enemies of the BDS movement would not need to resort to these anti-democratic techniques of intimidation. The only reason that they have to smear defenders of Palestinian human rights is anti-Semitic, and attempt to put this as an equal conflict instead of as a colonial oppression is because the BDS movement is right, their cause is just, and they are raising awareness about the state of Palestine. And by doing so, and by protecting the people, and by standing with a movement that has been brought about by Palestinians, that has been called for by Palestinians living under occupation, international awareness of the situation of the Israeli occupation and its number one financial supporter, the United States, which is why in particular, as an American university, we should be standing in solidarity with Palestinians, because Barack Obama has dedicated another $38 billion over the next 10 years to the occupation. All right, well, thank you very much. The only democratic decision here is to once again affirm the majority of this Senate, which has decided time and again to support this resolution. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jenna, and I am an alumni of PSU, and I'm also the former event coordinator for Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights. And I'm here today in support of the resolution because after so many years of working with Super, this is pretty much what we've been working for since the beginning, is having this resolution before you. And since last spring, we've obviously had some hurdles, but I'd like to thank you all for taking your time with this resolution. And I think it's important to vote yes on this bill to support it, because when there was apartheid in South Africa, PSU, the Student Senate, also heard a similar resolution to boycott South Africa. And they stood on the right side of history and voted to end any sort of connection with South Africa. And so that's basically what we want you to do, is to be on the right side of history, to get peace with justice. And the end goal of like BDS is equal rights for Palestinians. So like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with me, a Palestinian, having equal rights? You know, I have equal rights here, but why can't I have equal rights, you know, in the country where my family's from? It just doesn't make any sense to oppose this bill. And I believe that you all will make the right decision with voting for this bill. Thank you.
I'm Sam Erbs, and for the Canary Project, that's E-R-B as in boy, S. So I'd like to speak on two things. I'll do my absolute best to fit that into 2 minutes. The first is I just want to speak against this concept put forward by Zionists that Israel speaks for the world's Jewry. I think history doesn't really bore that out. Before the beginning of the white European settler invasion of Israel by Zionists, there was an estimated 20,000 black and brown Jews in British Mandate Palestine. Well, great, you know, now they're not going to be experiencing any oppression, right? Well, wrong. When the state of Israel was formed, there wasn't housing for every Jew that was flocking to the state. So black and brown Jews were put in tent cities that were so horrible that there were regular riots against the conditions, with literal sewage running down the streets. But we can fast forward further. It's a systemic oppression. All the way up into the 60s, when the Israeli Black Panther Party was founded by Ethiopian Jews in the state of Israel, who were protesting the systemic oppression of their people by the white settler government of Israel. They experienced extreme oppression in terms of gaining access to equal health care and housing. The systemic oppression was so systemic that one of their main complaints was the targeting of black and brown Jews by the state of Israel within the education system and sending them into vocational schools where they could learn to be plumbers for the white people, regardless of their intellectual aptitude. It was so prolific that the actual members of the American Black Panther Party flew to the occupied state of Palestine and met with the Israeli Black Panther Party members. Additionally, if you consider yourself a supporter of Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter stands in support with BDS, because in the same way that Nelson Mandela recognized the apartheid in Israel, so do the black people experiencing it here. The second thing I'd like to speak to is my response to many of the con speakers. As someone who's Jewish, who's experienced actual anti-Semitism, who had a necklace ripped off his neck and he was called a dirty kike on a bus when I was 12. That's what anti-Semitism looks like. And it disgusts me that when my family went through the camps, the majority of them dying in horrific deaths at the hands of Mengele and the others, that you, white Jews, fellow white Jews, would trot my family's legacy out in front of this board in an attempt to save your settler colonial nation, which has not only oppressed Palestinians, but systemically, repeatedly, violently, and disgustingly also oppressed black and brown Jews. Thank you.
Not much to say. I just think that we really had very long discussion and process for this resolution, and it is just time to pass this resolution and vote yes for this resolution that stands for justice. Let's just make an action today.
So, on the table, currently everyone, right now on the table, we have a motion by Mustafa to approve our resolution in its current form. It has been seconded by Bobby. All those in favor, please raise your green card at this time.
That was last night's student Senate hearing at Portland State University, in which the Senate voted on a measure to call on the university administration to divest from 4 companies involved in the Israeli military occupation of Palestine. The resolution passed overwhelmingly with 20 in favor and only 1 opposed.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Intersex and PDX. Bring the Fire, Wednesday, October 26th at 5 p.m. at the Q Center in Portland. Intersex Awareness Day is October 26th, and this benefit concert will feature local Portland artists and performers to tell this patriarchy what's up. Again, that's Intersex in PDX. Bring the Fire, Wednesday, October 26th at 5 p.m. at the Q Center, 4115 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, the transportation choice of Portlanders since 1946, with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab has a mobile app that allows you to book a cab with your phone, available at the App Store, Google Play, and at radiocab.net. Or, if you prefer, you can talk to a real person at 503-227-1212. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
It's going to be a groundswell of good people coming forward and, you might say, enforcing their values on those who don't agree with them.
It is with great joy that I am here to celebrate the opening of the first International Gay Athletic Olympics.
Tonight, we are marching as are others across America, and we shouldn't have to be.
This is not a gay disease. It is not a gay disease.